Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Brad Williams later on this morning. I want to make it clear that when I had to go out and wear my mask for a couple of hours yesterday, I didn't have a shirt on.
Oh, good night.
Yeah. So I had to exercise.
Well, you can't breathe through your nipples. We figured that out.
I had to exercise
recently.
Some kind of freedom.
Right. Well, we can.
I had to show you what a patriot I am. I had a mask on, but I was shirtless.
And a bazooka, too.
Yeah.
But a spent bazooka.
Gotta have that. I love self-pity disguised as patriotism.
Shut up. Not you, but I know you're talking about.
Joe Dink writes us an email here. Hello, fellas.
I saw this one. This is funny.
I like this email. Help you all end on a positive note before the Memorial Day weekend. There are two things that bring me happiness every morning. One, waking up just before noon and having a steaming cup of coffee. Two, listening to the podcast, knowing you turds were up at the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Still understand why we're up. I really don't.
Yeah, but I appreciated his
even
smack talking game.
Yeah, I know.
I appreciate
it. Podcast is available anytime, anywhere, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Because, you know, if we woke up with Joe Dink about noon doing a show.
I like my afternoons off.
There are people right now who would be bummed. People do listen in real time.
Not
there are people
many.
That listen to the show in real
oh,
time.
Oh, I know they are. I know they are. I know they do. Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
I never said noon. I said 9.
I actually appreciate any way you can consume the show.
Yes, and you can a bunch of ways now. Speaking of going out, my wife had to go to Walgreens yesterday, and she was paying for a bunch of stuff with some cash, and she almost got busted for passing a counterfeit 5. First of all, who makes counterfeit 5?
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Well, what happened was she didn't get busted. They were cool with her, but we had sold some furniture. Some two or three different things of furniture on some website, like a Nextdoor, one of those things, you know. They come over in the driveway and they picked it up and left us some cash. And we had about $200-$300 worth of cash between us. And I just checked my 5s. And she was paying for something the other night, like it's yesterday. And then she calls me and goes, "Hey, one of these 5s is counterfeit." And the first thing I thought was, who makes a counterfeit 5?
Yeah.
Seriously, if you're going to go through all that, do 20s and 50s, maybe.
You're not getting rich. And it was funny. She said the person behind her in line looked at her like, you know, like she was some mass criminal. And the guy at the Walgreens said, "Listen, you got to take your information down. If the cops want to get a hold of you and ask you where you got the 5, they'll let you know." And they haven't caught her.
Where'd you get it? Any idea?
Well, we had to be those guys. Three. We sold 3 different things online within the past week and a half, and it was all cash. One was half Venmo, but the rest was cash. So I don't know who these people are. I don't really care. It's $5.
So,
but I found out apparently there was a kid too at the Walgreens spotted this. She said once you really look at the bill, you could tell it was fake. This guy at the Walgreens said that he had a dude walk in there who had just sold either a bike or a motorcycle or a car. I don't know, but he had $400 or $500 bills with him, and he was paying with something with $100 bill, and it was totally fake. Now that would piss me off. So that means all 5 of his bills were fake, $100. Now, I see making $100 counterfeits. Who makes a $5 counterfeit?
Yeah, that just doesn't seem like
you go to the candy store? Yeah, like, are kids making that, you know?
Now, you said that half of it went Venmo the other so they Venmoed your daughter and then she gave you the money?
Basically.
that's what I was figuring.
Yes, by damn right.
We're just send it to her and then she'll pay us.
No, well, the Venmo account, she hooked it up for my wife. Yeah.
Well, that's probably what's happening. Is they find stuff to buy online and pay it with their counterfeit bills. You know, I don't know a $5 one. I know. That baffles me.
I know.
It sounds like a lot of work.
You hear about counterfeit 20s.
Well, 100s is the way to go. Yeah.
20s and 50s and 100s.
Hundreds is the way to go, right? Because you even a counterfeit 20 is stupid. Because you're counterfeiting for what? You're going to go to jail for $20?
Well, if you're going to do the 20s, I think it's because most places accept them.
Well, true.
Because how many signs do you see? We don't accept any bills over a 20.
Yeah, that's true.
A bigger bill is going to get more scrutinized.
But then, still. Yeah.
But a 5 is you've gone too far.
Here's the deal with that.
You've overcompensated if you're counterfeiting 5.
There are places, Craig, if you would go, I understand convenience stores and gas stations not going to take 100 sometimes, but if you go buy clothing or something like that and you're buying $80 worth of stuff, yeah, you give them 100.
You would think
so. And they'll take it too because it's the chains that they're worried about. So I don't know. I wish I would have seen it, but I wasn't with her at Walgreens and I just checked the only 5 I got in my wallet, which was some of the cash we took in from these purchases, from these sales.
Was it fake too?
No, it looks real. I'm looking at it. I looked at it earlier. Becky said once you looked at the 5 that I gave this at the Walgreens, you could tell it was fake.
You could spot it?
Yeah, she said when she looked at it twice and the guy showed her what to look for. Yeah. So, yeah, 1 of 3 people gave us a counterfeit 5, but I don't think they even knew it was counterfeit. Because, once again, it wasn't like we sold something for $5. One thing was like, one thing was like $200. One was 100. One was like 45. I don't know what it was. Some weird number. But there was a 5 attached to one of the numbers.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I don't think they're coming over and buying something and giving you a 5. Now, if all of the money was counterfeit, then I would think, oh, they probably tried to cheat us. But I think since all wasn't counterfeit, they didn't know what the 5 was. Do you think they went, man, I want to buy that, but I'm going to drive the whole way over there from my house,
right,
and print off another 5, but I don't need it. I need one.
Yeah,
I'm only going to give them $95 for this $100.
I'm going to rip them off. Exactly,
$5 at a time.
And she did say, Becky did say that when she was paying for something. Oh, at this, she was paying for something the other day at a self checkout and was using some of that cash, and it wouldn't take one of the 5s, so it must have been that one because those things obviously don't.
Yeah,
there's something inside.
Yeah, there's a little strip in there.
So I just gave Puss some money for a friend of ours and for a charity thing we're doing. And check that out. I want to. Well, you. You got it now.
Well, there was only 20s. No 5s in there.
I would check. Make sure that 20's not fake. I might have printed that off last night.
I was going to say, after she got caught, did you adjust the press in the machine in the basement so that you don't get caught again?
Well, I figured the 5s would be under the radar, but no, apparently not.
Yeah.
The cop didn't call last night. They said technically you have to wait at the store, and the cops have to show up and get the information to find out, you know, where's your press at.
It wasn't top of mind for the cops to go get the $5 counterfeiter.
No, it wasn't. The Walgreens guy said, well, I'll give you your name and number.
So that's how you get by with it?
Yeah.
You do the 5s?
I would think if you could print your own 5s. And act really innocent. Now, my wife was not faking it. Now, if we were making it, we'd be sweating.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't fake that.
No.
I'm not a criminal. I would go, I'd run out of Walgreens.
But if you did that, passing a 5,
right,
you could save hundreds of dollars a year.
Hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of dollars. Unless you buy a car with all 5s.
That is the upside, though. It seems the cops are even too disinterested to come after you for 5? No. We'll be there later.
Yeah.
Take your information.
We'll be there later.
Not that important.
I got things to do. I'm not going to.
I don't want to deal with some small-timer counterfeiting 5.
Yeah. 5?
Yeah. 5?
Literally slap him on the wrist and send him out of the store.
Well, if you're a cop listening, let us know. I checked I'm holding good money now.
Now, yeah. You think?
I don't know.
What are you looking for exactly?
I don't know. I wish I would have seen. I wasn't with her, and I didn't see the 5.
In a counterfeit bill.
Now, a lot of times they take that magic mark on the 100s, and that does something there. But Becky said you could really tell if you looked at this thing, it was fake.
And they hold it up to the light, the $100 bill, and there's a little string on one end or the
other. There's a strip in the middle.
Yeah, the 50s. Maybe the 20s, too. 50s and 100s, I know, have that little magnetic strip.
Right, maybe the 5 doesn't have that, so they felt more comfortable counterfeiting that, since they didn't have to reproduce the little
and I'm wondering,
string through.
That could be true.
I'm wondering, because you know, we've heard stories, since so many younger people, kids, teenagers, are really good at this, of faking stuff like that. And they probably thought, hey, fives are the way to go. We need fives.
Yeah, especially if there's no strip in them.
Yeah,
right. But I don't know.
Technology, I got to think it's easier and easier.
I don't know.
To counterfeit.
Yeah, but the anti-counterfeit measures that they've been able to enact here in the last few, 10, 15, 20 years have also gotten really good.
They have gotten good, but you're still, but another person, like in this situation, a private sale, people are going to take that and not look at it at all. How about a stripper? You could shove a bunch of fake fives in a stripper. I like to shove five in a stripper. And then she's not going to know. She's not going to know. You're a dick if you do that. She's working hard for that money.
Yeah, but it's a cat and mouse game.
Right.
The counterfeiters think of something and they catch up
to them. You imagine going to jail for printing off 45s?
Then they think of something else.
Now, it seems the 10 has the little strip in it as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm guessing they do with all of them. Well, but once again, we know nothing about this.
Maybe not the five.
If you work at a mint, let us know.
Either he's a dumbass or a genius by deciding to counterfeit $5 bills.
And all the ones I have are old ones.
Still, once again, it wasn't all fives. Like somebody didn't give us all fives to pay for something.
That might have been suspicious.
Yeah, but we still would have took it because maybe they save fives. You know, people are weird about money.
I collect $5 bills.
Exactly
just to,
right. Yeah.
Buy
yeah.
old dining room tables with.
What's new, Craig?
Oh, fives do have a security strip.
All right.
According to the San Francisco Chronicle's date book, the thrash metal band Death Angel was in Europe for a tour in early March when the global pandemic came on. They canceled the tour and went back to the United States, but on the flight back, their drummer, the Death Angel drummer, Will Carroll, started showing symptoms. He tested positive. He spent 12 days in a medically induced coma. When he finally woke up March 30th, the staff applauded. He told the Chronicle they were ecstatic because it was a success story.
How many days?
12. He said those 12 days in a medically induced coma were full of visions.
Man.
He said he had dreams of visiting the afterlife. He saw himself leave his body and plummet down to hell, where Satan, a woman, punished him for the deadly sin of sloth, morphing him into a Jabba the Hutt-like monster who vomited blood until he had a heart attack. He said he woke up in the hospital with tubes going in and out of him. There was a nurse there, and he asked her, his first words were, "Am I still in hell?"
Did he quit the band now because he thinks he's going to hell? Death Angel.
Death Angel. His experience has him reevaluating some things. He says he's still going to listen to satanic metal.
Because it pays the bills.
But maybe he's just not making it.
He's still going to listen to satanic metal, and he still loves Deicide and bands like that. He says as far as for his personal life and the experience of what he went through, he says, "I don't think Satan's quite as cool as I used to."
Yeah, well, blah, blah. Hey, dude, it's a dream. It's a freaking dream.
Yeah, I was amused by that.
I like it, too. But what if a Christian rocker fell asleep and dreamed of hell? They'd wake up and go, ooh.
I think you're hating too much here.
Yeah, I am.
Too much.
Yeah. But I think he's also giving too much credit to the fever dream.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's fever
plus.
Dreams.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
We have those when we're not in comas.
And he had a recollection.
The medically induced coma.
Yeah. I don't want to be in one.
Yeah, I don't talk to a lot of people who have been in a medically induced coma and discuss whether or not they remember their dreams. But he obviously did.
He probably just woke up and said, "Boy, we suck," because death metal sucks usually.
Well, I know he wasn't
in fact, mostly in general.
He wasn't in a coma, but I remember Chris Cuomo talking about when he went through it. He had
fever dreams
right. of like dead relatives and just weird stuff.
Right. Yeah, but this
and
guy,
by the way, you probably dream about stuff that's in your life. And this guy's a death metal drummer. So.
Yeah, so Satan's in his life.
I thought he was going to wake up and they just replaced him already because he's a drummer.
Right, 12 days. You said, Craig, he was in a medically induced coma for 12 days.
12 days.
Yeah, and who knows when those dreams occurred. To recall it that much later, that's kind of surprising to me.
Coma's different, probably. Who knows? Don't want to know.
Yeah, I'd rather not experience it.
I'd rather not experience that.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This weekend, the German Bundesliga was the first of Europe's major soccer leagues to return to action. Games were played behind doors. Just 300 people, including players, referees, coaching staff, and media.
And parents.
Were allowed. No.
No grandparents.
Were allowed in the stadium. Yeah. Anyone entering the arena of just those 300 people, subject to a questionnaire and temperature testing. Post-match interviews carried out at a distance. But the thing is, there was a five-fold increase in viewership.
Oh, God, yeah.
Even if it's soccer.
That's why racing's up.
Oh, yeah, people are just dying to watch live sports.
Right.
Except for Korean baseball.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about
it's
that.
It's on at 4 in the morning.
No. I've even lost interest in that. Fun if I tune it in.
Again, to be fair, I quit watching it because they didn't look at the game. They kind of had it on, but they had people talking about other things.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't care.
They didn't say.
They don't care either.
Yeah, they didn't say so-and-so's up to bat.
No. They were just talking.
You're right.
Jawing.
It was Carl Ravitch and I forget who his sidekick is, but they're just kind of talking amongst themselves.
They didn't say that was a hit.
Yeah. And then the
That's
game.
That's a strike.
The game's going on in the background.
Yeah, it was.
You're right.
Yeah, that. No, you can't. That's not watchable.
Right? Well, you think by now.
Give me something.
They could have educated themselves on the players and called some legitimate play-by-play. You're right. They don't call legitimate play-by-play.
Not at all.
I'd rather watch it. I did last night a little bit, too. I texted my dad and said, "Start 1992 Notre Dame-Penn State football game. Jerome Bettis is a running back for Notre Dame. Kerry Collins is a quarterback for Penn State. And it was 1992, shoulder pads really big. Everybody had big shoulder pads, even the quarterbacks. It was called the Snowball in Notre Dame. And even then I had to Google it to find out who won before I started watching more of it. Notre Dame wins 17-16 or something like that. But it's they were eighth in the country, Penn State. So it was really cool to watch old. To me, that is old school. 92 was a long time ago.
Yes.
I mean, the uniforms were
almost 30
were bigger
years old.
And bulkier. Yeah. It was a short screen. But like I said, even though I'd rather watch that than Korean baseball, if you find your favorite team on a college game. But I've flipped on a couple of those Miami, Florida State ones, too, you know. And I thought that was pretty interesting to watch. For a little bit. I watch it for a little bit. You'd rather watch live sports, but, you know.
Wednesday night, they were showing, they called it Game 6, the movie. It was Game 6 in the NBA Finals. And I flipped it on for a minute, but it was weird because so when they called it the movie, that means, well, we're going to put it in HD.
Is that what they did?
But they took the old box format and stretched it out.
Did it work?
It was weird.
It didn't look that good?
It didn't look the same.
Well, you couldn't see the whole court at one time.
And then just run the game the way it normally would have been shown.
The shots were all really, really tight, so you're only seeing like half of the basketball court at a time. It was hard to follow.
You know, I watched that Penn State-Notre Dame football game, and you know, obviously the sides were black, but it was still good. You can still see
it. Well, that was the way it was shot.
That's the way it was shot, exactly, right.
It's weird watching stuff, you know, from way back in standard definition.
It is. You used to it when you leave it on for a while.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Because we remember standard definition.
Yeah, we do. I couldn't, like a kid walking past the TV, you're going to go, what the hell is that? You know?
But like I say, when they try to stretch it and fit it to the TVs now, sometimes it doesn't work, especially with sports.
Speaking of Last Dance, next year they're going to do a 9-part documentary on Brady. And I'm thinking, and somebody had a great thing on social media. I won't watch that because I don't care. But it said, hey, if you like The Last Dance like this, and some guy goes on there, except his life's about 50 times less interesting than Michael Jordan's.
Yeah,
it is. But he was a straight guy just playing football.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
I think
yeah, we do.
Do.
Yeah, we do. Why we don't we know we knew a lot about Michael Jordan before The Last Dance.
If Tom Brady thinks it's news that he's going to eat a strawberry,
right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Ooh, he's drinking his 12th gallon of water today.
And they're also not going to talk about him leaving his wife who's pregnant. That they're going to do it's a whitewashed documentary.
But Jordan,
it's going to be him being the best quarterback ever. That's what it's going to be.
Jordan wasn't really forthcoming with the media. He had an image to protect.
But we all knew those stories. We knew he went to baseball. We knew the team fought. We knew all those stories. And to see it, The Last Dance is so much more interesting than. I won't watch a Brady thing.
Nah.
Okay, I'm about 5 episodes into The Last Dance. Yeah. Did I miss the part where why does Jordan hate Isaiah Thomas?
You probably haven't missed it yet.
Bad Boys days. The Pistons Bad Boys.
Yeah,
Bulls and Pistons were huge rivals in the late 80s.
Yeah, at one point when they
saw that episode, but when they finally
beat him,
thing?
Isaiah Thomas didn't shake hands after a game, but they didn't like each other.
Yeah.
No, but the whole team didn't shake hands after that game.
Yeah, but the Bulls lost the year before and did shake hands.
They just thought they were classless.
They were classless.
And they were.
But he singled out Isaiah, not the rest of the bad boys.
Well, that's because they used to hang out.
He was the leader.
Yeah. Right, he didn't say anything about
it. He was the leader.
Lambeer. Rodman was also on that team, who eventually joined up with the Bulls.
And when it came around to the dream team time, you kind of find out that Jordan wasn't the only one who didn't want Isaiah there.
No, Bird didn't want him there either. Bird hated him, too.
Yeah. Everybody kind of thought he was a jerk.
The last episode I saw was the 92 dream team.
Yeah, it's good. Rest of it's really good too. Watch the whole thing. I'm sure you will. I mean, obviously, really hardcore football fans that don't that like ESPN junkies will watch that, and Patriot fans.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna watch.
No,
well,
I mean,
if they want people to watch, they're gonna have to get it on before sports starts.
No, they want it's 2021.
Yeah, nah,
you're right.
I'm out.
Oh yeah, totally.
I got sports to watch.
Right. Oh, you believe me? Last Dance would have had good ratings, but it wouldn't have been as big as they were.
Right.
If there's live sports.
Yeah, everybody tuned into the Last Dance because they were itching for sports.
Well, it became a cultural, event because of that.
That's the only new stuff out there.
Yeah, and they started it when everybody was in their house and not leaving anywhere, right?
I mean, I heard somebody say, and I kind of agree, I wish they would have run it one part at a time instead of two.
Oh,
stretch it out over 10 weeks. Just make it last a little longer.
Yeah, that would have been 20 weeks.
Something.
It would have been 20 weeks then.
No, it was
10 episodes.
Yeah.
So they've done every week.
An hour a week.
Oh, they traded 2 weeks. That's right.
They did two a week.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'll likely finish that up this weekend. And about 4 episodes to go on Breaking Bad.
All right.
Oh, you're coming up to the end of that, too?
Now I got to find some new TV.
Billions.
Christy's interested in that, so.
It's good. Can't go wrong there.
Chicago Cubs employees taking a cut and pay to avoid furloughs.
Yeah, that'll help.
They're going to guarantee their employment through at least the end of June. But most of the cuts are going to be for 15% or less. Several other teams set to initiate furloughs June 1st.
Isn't it funny? I realize that the players have contracts. They're going to keep getting paid. But they're going to take a $30,000 a year assistant to an assistant and cut his pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of Winnipeg, police
say... Well, that's Ricketts, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, of course they are.
Yeah.
Ricketts ain't going to pay anybody.
Out of Winnipeg, police say that a walking 27-year-old man was approached by a guy who tried to sell him some meth. 27-year-old gentleman said, no thank you. The meth seller became enraged and attacked him with a knife, causing a significant laceration. The attacker left the scene. Officers found the victim, gave him medical treatment. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. They did locate the suspect soon after the incident. The 20-year-old man been charged with aggravated assault with a weapon, concealed, comply, probation, detained. No charges have been proven yet in court, but that'll teach you to turn down the meth.
I think you just pay for it with a bunch of fives. That way you won't get stabbed.
Wow.
Well, just be courteous and
buy the meth.
And buy the meth.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like it's like a Girl Scout showing up at your door,
right.
Just buy it.
It's not like it's going to go to waste. You can find somebody who can use it.
Exactly, Oh, you're selling meth. Sure. I'll have 2 boxes. Who are you helping out? The local meths? Meth team? Yeah. Okay. Sure. I'll buy some. Just don't stab me.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.